Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for joining us again. You're with the Deep, with myself, Nicole, and James. Thank you, James, for being here. Today is the third episode in our subject that we're talking about with Jesus. And this one, I think, is going to perhaps change the way that you feel or think in regards to the energy of Jesus or your ideas of Jesus. So today we're going to step into how we call in, how we express ourselves, how we work with this energy. And you might hear us refer to like Christ consciousness. Okay. So if Jesus is an entity or an energy, within him or where the energy in which he works in is Christ consciousness. And so this you may think of as God or creator or universe. But how I see this energy is this brilliant white light, infinite white light. And so when I'm within the energy of Christ consciousness, of course, we can have Jesus come forward. We can have Mother Mary come forward, Mary Magdalene. You can hear the voice of Creator or God. But the idea, as we spoke of in the first session, is separating it from your ideas of religion and just feeling into the energy. So I want to welcome you, James, and also speak to you about or ask you how is it that you work with Jesus or this energy of Christ consciousness now? So thank you.
Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, everyone listening. And thanks for coming back on and, yeah, listening to the final episode of this three-part series. It's been really cool. Yeah, it's been cool going over the journey from the beginning and through the middle and to what you're talking about now. And I guess for me, yeah, that's come a long way from my early days of, like, going to church and stuff like that and seeing Jesus like in statue form and like coming through conversations from the priest and stuff like that. And I guess not really knowing like Jesus personally, you know. And I think over the years, as I've gone through different things in my life, like relationships and divorces and marriages and children and different things in my own life with surfing and art and stuff like that too, and Jesus appearing there in different ways and like and healing me and just basically building a relationship like you build a relationship with a friend or an intimate relationship as well, you know, all of those together. And as I pushed into that more and more and more, I realized that, you know, I started separating Jesus from religion, like not directly, but just organically. I was like, wow, because I think the reason I did that is because when my father passed away and I learned more about my father, I really separated him from my father to a man, to just a human being, another man like himself. Wow, he was just another man like me who like had some awesome characteristics and some terrible ones. You know, and he didn't have time to work on his terrible ones because he passed away earlier. But it did really, like, it was a shock when I did that because I was like, wow, I revered this guy as my father and felt like an anchor. But then when I separated him to just a human being and a man, it kind of took the anchor away. And it was a bit kind of, you know, I was like, wow, I'm in the water here by myself. My dad's just another man. But it was also really enlightening, you know, and I just took that to Jesus and I was like, oh, so outside of religion, Jesus is a man, not just any man, but like, you know, obviously like an amazing man and a healer and no one like him before and after. But yeah, it did the same thing. I was like, okay, he's a man outside of religion. We created religion. I'm going to look at him like this from now on. And that's when a different relationship started forming with Jesus and an even deeper one and a way more intimate one as well, you know, and one that I've been able to share with other people as well when they're like, you know, coming to my home and see like Jesus and a yogi on the wall together and they're sort of confused and I explain how I relate to these men, you know, these amazing men. Yeah, so I guess what for now, the way, you know, I work with Jesus, and I guess, like, you know, I see Jesus infused with the Holy Spirit as well. And so when I'm working with other people, before I work with them, like clients and things like that, with counseling or with like energetic healing and stuff like that, I'll call on Jesus and move into like that Christ consciousness, into that light, and work from that place, you know. So, you know, I just become a vessel really, or a channel to that energy that's available. I think probably to anyone, if you work on the time to sort of develop that right relationship and accessing it, and I'll work from that place. And I was doing that and, you know, getting some results with it and feeling comfortable with it. And then about probably 6 months ago, I did my sort of regular morning meditation, which isn't every morning. It's just sometimes it's every morning, and sometimes the surf's too good and I just go surfing. And that's my meditation. So probably halfway for that. But in one of the mornings when it was on shore and I was meditating downstairs, it was just like normal morning in my pajamas, sitting in the lounge chair, and Jesus really came to me really strongly in the meditation and just said, open your arms up. And so I opened up my arms, and then he too in the vision opened up his arms, and then Yogananda actually appeared behind him as well. And that's Paramahansa Yogananda, the yogi who wrote the book Autobiography of a Yogi. But Jesus was at the front and he said, open your arms. And then in the vision, all this light started coming from his body into my body. And it was like physically felt, you know, it was just like, it started hitting me in the chair and I was sort of back like this and I was arched over, like something was physically hitting me. And that lasted for about, I don't know, 30 or 40 minutes, like really powerfully, and kind of put me on the ground. I ended up on the ground, hunched over with like tears coming out of my eyes, not crying, but I'd call it weeping. And, you know, it was pretty messy. My body was moving and it was kind of like, yeah, if you had to see me, you would have thought I was, my God, what's happening to him? Call the ambulance, you know. But I knew what was happening. And I was getting a download of, you know, of that Christ consciousness, that Jesus energy. And after that lasted about an hour, the whole thing. And then that really like concreted like how I'd be working from that point forward, you know, into the future with people and what was available to me now. And it's not something I'll take lightly either, because I think, I don't know how often that happens with people around the world, but I take that like as a really special thing that happened to me personally, and as a really special thing that I can use to sort of work with other people with. And that's what I've started doing now. And yeah, there's been some pretty amazing results in lots of different ways, you know, physically, emotionally, and yeah, all sorts of things.
Yeah. This is incredible. I didn't know this story before. And
I haven't shared that with you.
No. And I think you've shared it on a simple way. I think.
Yeah.
But hearing it in its completion, like I was getting emotional just hearing you talk about your dad. So I was getting emotional at that point because it was changing the way that I was seeing my dad, right?
Yeah.
And then for you to come into having this experience with Christ consciousness and Yogananda, that's part of it too. I feel like the healing capabilities come through when we're open to it. When we're open to it, we receive, right? When we don't shut it down, when we don't be like, oh, what's this, and run upstairs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When I saw it coming, I was like, give it to me.
Yeah, that's the key here, right? So some people may refer to it as like a supernatural experience. But the thing, I think, the difference between, say, a supernatural experience and this exchange of energy is when you have an experience like this, there is no fear. Like, you have, like, zero fear, right? So, like, did you have any fear in your body at all when this was happening?
No, because it was Jesus. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. Then I'd be scared. I'd be like, what? I'm going upstairs and slam the door behind me. It was, you know, it was Jesus, you know, and everything else that had happened in my life to that point, I was like, whoa, I've been putting in 20-something years of all this, and like, and this is what happens when you put time into any relationship, though.
Yeah.
I can keep going back to that person, to that energy, to that thing, you know, even in simple as our relationships in our life, in mine and your life, like friends and intimate, you know, relationships with your husband, wife or partner. Keep going back, you know, and you develop things over time. And I didn't know this was going to come. I never knew this was going to come, ever. I didn't even know it was available, you know. I was like, well, read all the books, done heaps of prayer, meditation, 25 years, whatever. And then bang, you know. But it had been leading up to it, I guess, because when I was in Bali last year, and this is all recorded, when the first one happened, I started recording it because I was in Bali and I was in Uluwatu and I had a little room there, well, a pretty big room actually, because I wanted to paint while I was there. So I had this big space and I was doing some painting one morning after I'd been surfing in Uluwatu, and I was really in the zone. I was just flowing and I was doing two paintings at once and it was all just happening and just unfolding before my eyes. And I just stopped for a moment. I had the music on and I stopped and I looked out the window and there was like beautiful like forest and like frangipani trees and all that beautiful Bali stuff. And I was just overcome with like the beauty and the bliss of my surroundings in that moment that I found myself in after having that amazing surf and then painting and like kind of probably connecting spiritually without really knowing or trying to. That was the first moment when I just like, I got on my knees. I was already on my knees painting, but I just sort of dropped my head and I just was overcome by ecstasy. And it's almost like, it's like if you take, you take a pill, you know, and then bang, you just get affected by something. And I was just in this higher, altered, blissful, nirvanic state. And it lasted for about at least 20 minutes. And it was like that moment when you first know you're in love with somebody and you're overcome with that feeling of love.
Yeah, bliss state.
It was full bliss state. And I was just like, whoa, what's this? And I just was in it for however long. I think it was 20 minutes. And then as it slowly departed out, like out of my body, and I was like, oh, don't go. I got icked. I was like, I want more. Like, where's the field of magic mushrooms? And then it kind of sort of departed and I kept painting again. And then I wrote it all down. And from then, every time it happened, which was about 6 or 7 times, I think, leading to that point of the meditation. So when the meditation happened, going back to what you were saying, was there any fear? There wasn't, because I knew it was a build-up point from there. And I was like, well, I hope this is the final one, because this is going to be on my knees, like acting super weird on the ground and weeping and drooling and everything. There was no fear at all. It was just like, welcome, 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 more, as much as you can share with me. I'm here, available. I'm in. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
That's kind of the key there. There's so much there I want to unpack. Oh my God, there's so much there. Okay. Bliss state is like when you're in it, exactly what you said, when you know you're in it, you don't want it to go, right?
No.
Most definitely, like, people feel like, oh, I'll take mushrooms, I'll take ecstasy or MDMA or some kind of chemical to put me into that state.
Yeah.
Right? And it's easy.
Yeah.
right? And you're in there. But there is part of your conscious mind that knows that this is not forever.
Yeah.
So you are constantly chasing that feeling, that euphoric feeling. And what all of these things do, these chemicals of plant medicine, what they do is they release the inhibitors, right? So whatever you believe in your mind is between you and consciousness. Whatever you believe within your state of being is between you and that feeling. The plant medicine or the chemicals actually release the inhibitors, and so you're within consciousness. But the thing is you can get there without anything. And I've exactly like you, like I've been dropped to my knees. I've been had that feeling of Christ consciousness come to me. I had a, it's funny because it was about 6 months ago, about the same time, same thing. I was doing all this work, like getting deeper and deeper into Christ consciousness. They were giving me the codes of consciousness. So, you know, those little black and white cards I've got that I flip each day, each one of them is a code. Right. And so it's kind of like, think of a code of consciousness as a way of living your life. So freedom, love, joy, peace, tranquility, action, you know, all of these words. It's not like perseverance, prosperity, right? And so I was like working on each of them, writing about each of these codes of consciousness, getting really far into it. And the same thing, I was dropped to my knees. I had this energy of where the experience you had with Jesus and Yogananda, I had that, but it was Jesus, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene, the three of them. Jesus flanked by the two women.
What a crew.
And literally it felt like I had been laid down, right? I was laying down meditating. Sometimes I call a lay down meditation a nap. But I was laid down, or I call a nap a lay down meditation.
Oh, yeah.
But I was laying down and I literally had this feeling of them working on me. And the same thing, I had this like brilliant white light, just like as wide as my chest cavity, like going straight into me. And the three of them on my hands, on my feet, opening my hands, opening my third eye, this information coming in. It felt like the women were bathing me in the oils and the, you know, I had these, all these visions happening. And I need everyone to understand, like, both myself and James completely sober at these times. Okay,
oh,
there's
yeah.
nothing in our system, nothing. I'm talking in the middle of the day, this happened to me.
Yeah.
And the same thing, it was like my palms were being drawn upon. There was like different symbols being put into them, different lights coming into me. And I could not move. Like I was like literally in that position. This was going on for about 45 minutes, the same thing. Like I could not move. Like I could not move my body. My eyebrows were like so high up on my forehead, I'm sure, because I was just like laid out flat. And then when they finally were like, okay, it is done, you know? And the same thing, I kind of, as what you're talking about in Bali, I kind of came out of the house or out of my apartment in Cronulla, and I was, I've got to walk, I've got to go to the ocean, right? Me being me, you being you. It's like, okay, I have to be in the ocean.
Yeah.
And I literally was walking up the street in that state of ecstatic bliss.
Yeah.
Zero conscious thought, right? And it's like I'm kind of looking around an empty room in my mind. Like, it's like everything had been taken, all of that, right? And that, of course, that came back and I was the same and I was like, no!
Get away.
But now, and I'll come back to that bit that I was about to say. So I'm walking up to the beach and I'm just like in this state of like, I felt like literally like I was embodying Jesus, like I was embodying Mother Mary, like I was embodying Mary Magdalene. I was walking up the beach like I floated. and they're telling me now, and then I just dove straight into the ocean and I literally was floating around in the ocean for I don't know how long. And they're like, that was a self baptism. But anyway, I came back down. I remember speaking to someone and they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I think I'm the best I've ever been."
Yeah, different level of okay.
But what I want to come back to is like the feeling of that experience, and especially the no conscious thought for me, that's a daily basis now. It's like once you've experienced the energy one time, it's yours. Once you've experienced the state of being one time, it's yours, you know? So people talk about things like flashbacks or having like a repeat experience. Your conscious mind, your psychology, or your unconscious and subconscious have experienced bliss state, ecstatic state of being. So you can definitely take yourself back there. And exactly what you're saying, like what's changed for me when I'm riding, I go straight into that state. Like, allow this to come through for me. That's the truth. That is the highest compassion for myself and others. Like, you know, no self-centeredness or feelings of wounding. And it's not to say that it's all love and light. Sometimes you're shown like the most difficult truths about yourself through the eyes of Jesus or through the feeling or energy of Christ consciousness, but you're never met with any judgment. You know, it's like, okay, you're ready to face this. You know? And so it kind of goes through this cycle, I feel like I'm seeing it now, of like humility. I'm sorry. Repentance, acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, and then the cycle begins again. Humility. And I don't want to say repentance, actually. Not repentance, maybe
That
much.
word came to mind for me too, though. And
Really? Okay.
but the only reason is because the contrast of like what you could use instead of that word, because that word's got a stigma attached to it, you know, which I think is a whole other conversation as well around the wording and stuff that comes from like, you know, the Catholic or church background, stuff like that,
Yeah.
compared to like the wording that could come through. So it's funny you said that though, but yeah, I agree. There's probably other words that could be used, you know. And when you said it, I laughed and you laughed because we kind of know what we're laughing at.
Yeah.
But I do understand what you're saying. And I don't know, I just wanted to flesh it out a little bit just for other people that might be listening to like what maybe you meant by that, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like once you have awareness about something in yourself or a behavior, it's like the awareness is all they're asking for, right? And then you have the choice to keep living your life the same way or to make the change, right? And there's no judgment either way. And so it's like, okay, accept what you've done, make amends, and move forward. Do differently, do better, you know? So yeah, it's fascinating. And now it's like every time something big comes up like that that I'm asked to face within that energy of Christ consciousness of myself, like, oh, this is gonna make great writing.
Like you
Oh,
said,
this is gonna be such a teachable moment.
that's special though. Like I think that's when, as you're talking, can I say something?
Yeah, go for it. I'm done.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I loved what you're saying, and I'd love to hear more. But I'm just want to catch that moment as well because it just reminded me of something we were talking about before we went live this morning about
We
like the.
should have been recording.
Yeah, we should have about the feminine and masculine, and not actually not necessarily about the feminine and masculine. It's more about a relationship with any human, and what I'm getting at is that like the relationship with with Jesus, like for me or for anyone else with any other sort of spiritual deity or whoever they relate to on that level, compared to like for me, my partner, which has been a woman, that you know when I'm faced with things that are like not really great in my characteristics and stuff like that, it can be hard to swallow from like another human looking at me in the eye face to face and saying, hey, you know, the thing you did there wasn't that cool. Like, you know, is there another way to do it? And I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah, this has come up before. Probably I should work on that now. But when it's like through prayer or meditation and I get shown those things, like through, like, you know, through Jesus, I accept it so much better and so much easier, because I understand from like my whole time relating with Jesus that, yeah, there is no judgment. It's just like, I want the best for you. I do want you to be better. Try it this way. You know, I guarantee it's going to be better for you, mate. Give it a go. You know, and I'm like, same as you, I'm like, okay, here I am again in this position where I've like made it a mistake, probably the same mistake. Okay, I'll try and do things differently. And then off I go in my day and like approach things a bit differently, you know, and hopefully correct things in my personality that'll, you know, work better for me and others around me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just, I guess the comparison I was making with what I just said then was like coming from like things in a spiritual kind of pathway and coming at things from like a personal human pathway. Same things, but like I react to the human a bit more like defensively potentially.
Yes.
But I react in the spiritual way, like more open and acceptingly, because
yeah,
it's just a different, you know, dynamic, but it's a real, they're both real powerful and they both work really good for us, for people, you know, to kind of.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we've never been judged by the energy of Jesus or Christ consciousness, right? So humans, consciously or not, are going to come like with their own set of wounds or their own set of judgments, or, you know, whether they're conscious or not of their judgments, or their own set of expectations even. Right.
Fuck up.
Oh, everyone's here. Family's here. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're kind of like, yeah, exactly what you're saying. Like in partnership, if they're gonna say one thing about me, but it's how my energy is affecting them. Right?
Yeah.
Where Jesus is unaffected by our energy. So he's So what he's saying to you is like, this is the best thing for you, right? And he's unaffected. Whether you do it or not, he's not going to change. He's not going to ridicule you for it. He's not going to be like, I'm sticking, come on.
Yeah. It's powerful.
It is. It really is. And I feel like so many of us like at this time or perhaps throughout our lives have felt like alone in a situation, right? Or that perhaps the support around us, we can listen and take advice and kind of lean into different people or our family to receive advice on a situation, right? And sometimes we can get ourselves all muddled up or all confused or not knowing which way to go. We don't know who's got our backs. We don't know who we can trust. We don't know, or we follow blindly the advice that we're given. And it can definitely bring up feelings of loneliness or that no one's really got their back or they're all self-serving or, you know, whatever. They're all coming with their own, like I said, woundings and attachments and things like that. And so having a higher power, I think, or having something that is greater than you, gives you a center point or an anchor to lean upon that is true and correct, right? And how that builds is like what you said, like building a relationship, you know, inviting conversation. You're not just sitting there experiencing the energy. You're wanting to talk, you're wanting to share, you're wanting to pray, you're wanting to meditate, you're wanting to spend time in this energy. It's not being a passive observer. It's about interaction.
Yeah.
And the intimacy that you say, like the more that you share of your inner world, the more comes back. The more you ask for help, the more that help is given.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like they keep coming to this. So the idea of Christ consciousness as well is like across, I'm pausing because I'm gonna make a big statement here, and this may ruffle feathers, it may open people up. They're just saying, say it with love. Christ consciousness contains all forms of gods and goddesses, all forms of deities. Christ consciousness is not only about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, or the entity of God. Christ consciousness, you can call forth Shakti, you can call forth Yogananda, you can call forth, you know, ancient gods or goddesses, you can call forth Hindu, Siddhu, you can call forth any kind of like religious figure that you've seen, Buddha, right? Buddha will show up within Christ consciousness. This is an energy, Christ consciousness is an energy that's been given to so many that have walked upon this earth. It is not just one figure, you know, of this is it, and this is all we believe, and we only believe in Jesus and God, and that's it. No, you know, so the energy, whatever you feel, there's no vengeance, there's no spite, there's no judgment, fear, there's no blame or shame. It's an energy that's here to support you. So, is there more you want to add in? Do you agree or disagree, James? And there's no judgment. Well,
No judgment. I'm not feeling any or giving any. I'm open and accepting of all, you know. And for me, I follow the teachings of Jesus because I've gone so long down that track, you know. And it's like, it's a long path and it's a continuing one that's still going. And I wasn't pointing to Noah. I was just like pointing to like the road that never ends, you know, like somewhere over there in the mountains. You know, and I'm not gonna, and I do, like, I have learned, you know, a bit about the those other like traditions, religions and cultures, like Hinduism a lot, because I've been to Bali 30 times or something, you know, and I've got really dear friends over there and family that I've lived with when I was younger that practice Hinduism like every day, you know, with their incense, and they like give food and they give like tables and chairs and bikes and all sorts of stuff to their like to their temples in their houses and things like that. They got really beautiful kind of rituals they do, and I really honor and respect that, and I love being around it. It feels amazing to be around, you know, around them and what they do. And I've learned, you know, a bit about Buddha and a bit about Krishna and all sorts of stuff. But I'm not going to go into like all their teachings from the ground up, because like I've done that with Jesus, and like, and I'm so far down that track that I'm gonna stick with that guy, with my guy. But I've got all the other things I've talked about. I've got the books, I can see them right there in front of me, and I've looked at like all of them, read them, you know, the Bhagavad Gita and stuff like that. And there's a way to be open and accepting and like, and part of all that too, but it's not, I don't know how to express it right now in 1-2 minute kind of bracket. it's probably going to be another podcast later. Unpack all that, you know, because there's a lot there and it can be confusing and really challenging as well. You know, for people to be open to other things like that, you know, if they've been brought up in a certain religion or tradition or culture. And it's not for everyone either.
No. And Christ consciousness is more focused on the light, and the light you see within someone's eyes, right? Yeah. And when you recognize that light in someone's eyes, like what you're talking about, these people that you've stayed with in Bali and things like that, that's your light recognizing their light. So it's not so much tied to the religion side of things. It's literally that. And, you know, like a perfect example was, I was out in the surf one day when I first got back from Mexico and the States, and an older guy was out there that I'd never met before. And he was like talking to me, and he said, "Oh, what do you do?" And I said, "Oh, I teach spirituality." And he just straight away shot back, "Oh, I guess we can't be friends then, because I'm Christian, you know." And I just said, "No, the light in me sees and loves the light in you." And it just flicked something on in him, right? Where he understood where this separation that's created by humans or by whoever, of like, oh no, this is my camp and this is who I'm with and this is your camp and this is who you're with. It's like, if you recognize that light in someone, and they might not even be religious, they might not even be tied to any kind of like religion, but you still recognize that light in them. Perhaps they spend, you know, perhaps the ocean is their temple, perhaps nature is their cathedral, you know. It's that kind of energy. When you know and feel and recognize the energy of Christ consciousness or consciousness, you can see it and feel it in others, whether they're religious or not. It's just the belief in something greater than yourself.
I like that.
In my opinion. In my opinion.
Everything I've been saying in my opinion and experience. Mine all comes from experience. If I experience it, it's real, you know, to me. But I love what you said, like the ocean is the temple and like the cathedral in nature, like such beautiful ways to express those two different places where, you know, you can experience, you know.
If there is a surfer that is listening to this that hasn't prayed for waves, tell me the ocean is not your temple.
Yeah, I think Joel Tudor even said that, Joel Tudor, the longboarder.
Oh, yeah.
Really outspoken and quite direct in his like opinions and stuff like that. And he said, and I say this with all respect to him as well as a surfer, and he said, tell me one surfer. Now, if you're at Waimea Bay and the sets are black, about to break on your head, tell me one surfer that doesn't like pray to God. Pretty sure that's the quote of his, you know. And it was pretty interesting coming from him too. So, but yeah. Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff around all that.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. So what are you feeling now? Where are we going?
I'm feeling lots of stuff inside, and I'm feeling like, I'd love it if you could like spontaneously lead us on like some channeling or a little bit of a journey or something like that, if you're feeling it too.
Yeah, for sure. We'll open up the energy of Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be super cool. I might just get my cat outside though. We've got my eyes closed and he knocks over the laptop.
Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone then to, if you're in a safe space, like, please don't do this driving. If you are driving right now listening to this, just pause right here and come back to it once you stop. What I'm going to do is a little meditation. All right, and I say meditation, but it's opening up the energy. It's taking you on a little journey, right? So what your experience is, like what James said before, what your experience is true and correct for you. What you feel doing this is true and correct for you. Okay. So all that lies between you and consciousness, or you and Creator, or you and Jesus, is you and three breaths. That's it. So in your own time, in your own rhythm, just take in your three breaths as we open the energy of Christ consciousness, or consciousness for you to experience. So as you fall into your rhythm, allow your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions just to subside. Like we talk about the ocean so much, think of these thoughts, feelings, emotions as sand that is settling on the bottom of the ocean floor after a wave or after the currents. And if you feel yourself leaning forward into your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, simply lean back into spirit, lean back into your state of being, lean back into consciousness. This is a simple way to separate, to calm the waters of your mind, of your heart, of your thoughts. And as you do so, perhaps it is instant, perhaps it slowly comes to you, this infinite white light. You're surrounded by it, you're held within it. There is a stillness that comes to you easily being in this energy, being in this feeling. There is nothing you need to do or say or to be in this energy. You are perfect in this moment and every moment to be here. When you're feeling overwhelmed, come to this energy. When you're feeling peace, come to this energy. When you're asking for support, when you're asking for creativity to flow, when you're in gratitude or asking for answers to questions on your heart, come to this energy. And within this energy of Christ consciousness, see who steps forward for you. Is it the energy of Jesus? And you may just feel it or know the presence. You may see it come to form. You may hear the voice. For this, for me, Jesus has come forward. But for whoever has come forward for you, trust that. Know that energy is here to support you for where you are right now. As they lay their hands upon you, as they touch their forehead to yours, the only energy is complete love, peace, tranquility. See what comes up for you, what feelings or emotions. Is it happiness? Is it a calmness? Is it the emotion of being seen completely and wholly and loved for exactly who you are? Just take a moment to receive this in this moment here. Feel your whole body, your whole being just soften to receive. Maybe your shoulders drop. Maybe you exhale that little bit more. There's a hand being placed upon your heart now. The forehead still connected. And this brilliant white light that we've both spoken of is being transferred directly into your heart. You feel this light come in you and spread through your being from that heart space. Spread through your midsection, down through your hips, your legs, to your toes. Simultaneously, it's flowing to your shoulders, down your arms, to your fingers, to your scalp. You may feel an opening or a tingling at your third eye, your forehead, or your crown at the top of your head. Just allow this energy that is filling all parts of your being. It's almost like a cloud or smoke that is liminal. It passes through you. It comes out of your physicality, surrounds you. It flows into your physicality, within you. that stillness that's come over you is available to you at any time you're wanting or needing. This love is here for you. It's always been here for you. You are being asked to see yourself through the eyes of Creator. If Creator, Universe, Spirit was looking upon you in this moment, see yourself through these eyes. What do you see? Do you see the child? Do you see the innocence of your love? Do you see the beautiful human that you are? It's as if you've been surrounded by the heart of Christ, or the heart of Christ consciousness, or the heart of God or Source. That you have been completely encased, cocooned within this love, within this heart space. The beating of the heart of the universe surrounds you. Your heartbeat becomes one with this rhythm. You are part of consciousness and you are here for beautiful reasons. As that heartbeat slows to the rhythm of the universe, know that you are one with all, that all is at one with you. All layers of consciousness, you may have visions come to you now, all layers of consciousness, all layers of being, from the ocean to the trees, to the plants, to the animals, to each and every human. Consciousness within the wind, within the fire, within the earth. The same as above and so below. What walks above walks within. Blessed be all those that choose to walk the path, and may all paths be blessed with love. Love is always here for you. Now, they're saying, if you wish to continue to be in this energy, just stay here, just stay here. You can pause here and continue your experience. Ask your questions. Be in this energy. Know that within consciousness, the intention is all that's required. Once you start to formulate a thought or speak the question that's on your heart, the answer will be provided. The solution shown. So if you wish to play with this energy, now is a perfect time to pause. Or if you wish to continue, just stay here. Just stay here and listen to the messages that come through. I don't know if you're going to be able to speak, James. You're right.
For 4 seconds before you. because I just felt like that was the time. But I just saw this, I just saw a multitudes of all these people. And I think that ended up being like at this rock concert. There was all these people at this, like, looked like a rock concert, I'm pretty sure. And they're all being uplifted by the music. And I saw like all these people like rise up out of their like skin almost, or their clothing, and they all came above their clothing, their skin. So there's like a whole new layer of people above. And it was like, I think it was showing like, you know, music can do that. Music can really move you in such a, you know, a spiritual way. And I think when people come together as well in moments like that, and whether you're on your own or you're with a group, different things can move, you know. And I feel like this is like a really big time in our lives and history, and it's time right now to kind of to come out, you know, and shed your old skin and become something new, which is like very easier said than done. And usually doesn't happen instantly, but it was an interesting vision, and it's a good one definitely for me personally. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. I want you to let go of that idea if it can't happen instantly.
Well, I can't. I've experienced it myself now. Yeah, true. I can, for sure.
But you had that vision on such a grand scale, right? Because literally last night in my meditation class, I had someone come who's never experienced anything I've done before. Like, yeah, not ever had a session with me, not seen my Instagram, not doesn't know who I am, what I do. Nothing. They just wanted to come to meditation class, and they came and they literally had that experience. They said it was like part of me went into the earth, my body was still here, and then they said, and then I just like rose up. And I was like, exactly what you're describing. And they don't have any conscious memory of what happened up here, but they said, but they kept repeating this like scene that they kept feeling and experiencing. So what is it that I just did? Right. So I'm going to ask to explain what just happened. Everything is sound, vibration, energy, right? Light. And so when these images and feelings are combined, it creates a lot of power within consciousness, or what we know as humans of consciousness is probably like 5%. Okay. Mm. And so it is the combination of, they're saying, like my voice, the energy, the words that they give me to describe. Each person creates their own visualization. Each person is put into memory. Each person is put into the unconscious and subconscious mind. So I think a combination of hypnotherapy, meditation, practice, visualizations. I don't script or think about anything that I'm going to say. It all is channeled through me. So what that means is like, it's not even a conscious thing anymore. It's like so much of Nicole is like just moved out of the way.
Yeah.
So when you're listening to things like that and you have an experience, when you listen or you hear frequency music, or you're at a concert, or you're in nature, it is the combination of all of your senses coming alive. Right. Sight through closed eyes is the experience of the third eye, right? So your visualizations, your memories, your dreams, your daydreams, right? These are all how we see through our third eye.
Yeah.
The sounds, the feeling, you know, even the taste, I guess, too. But it is that combination of your senses coming alive and the elements, and there is always going to be the energy of love whenever we're in Christ consciousness, and stillness like that that can't be denied. How does your body or mind feel after that?
After the meditation,
Yeah.
yeah, pretty relaxed and pretty chilled, you know, because I started off my day with a little meditation, which was only 2 hours ago. For everyone listening, it's 8 a.m. here, and the day started about 5:30 a.m. Yeah, and now to do another one now is like tap me back into that space, you know, but with a new story. There's a new a whole It was a whole new experience, obviously, but it's a similar space of like just open to receiving and going on a journey that's unknown, you know. And thanks so much for like leading us, you know, through that beautiful meditation, Nicole.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's the first time I've shared one. We know I like from someone else, like we've had ones together from me, but like to sit here with Noah and receive from me was really, really special too.
Oh, how are you feeling, Noah? Good.
Quiet.
Quiet. Perfect. Okay, and so maybe then to finish off, James, because I know both of us have to get our days going.
Yeah.
I was thinking, do you have a little message from Jesus? And then we can talk about what we're doing in our next podcast.
I was just at the end of the meditation. I just got the prayer that I say most days, and I don't know if I've shared it in any of these three series podcasts, but it's one that I always share before I go surfing, and I think we shared it once before we went surfing as well. And it's just, you know, and I feel like it covers everything, and it goes like this. It's like, thank you for all that's above me, below me, before me, and within me. Thank you for the future. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the first, and thank you for the last. And that just really brings me into the present moment of like gratitude for like this moment, the next, the next, the next, and also the ones that have just passed, you know, in the recent past. And that came to me one day through a prayer. I was praying, you know, with Jesus, and it was something I wanted, like for protection in the ocean. And it came back to gratitude and being at a high vibrational space, you know. So bringing me back to the moment, bringing me back to gratitude through that prayer that I received through that moment was a really powerful one that I applied to all different parts of my life at any time, you know, at any moment that I need to come back into the present moment. And I just felt like I wanted to share that again, if I already have, or for the first time if I haven't.
Well, maybe we should put it in the comments. I'll get you
Yeah.
to write it out, and then we can put it in the comments if people want to practice with that prayer too, which is a really easy and beautiful one. And you're right; it just brings you straight into the present moment and what you're
Yeah.
thinking. I always love it when I channel or meditate because I feel like my face changes.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch the YouTube to see, but I always think my face gets this like. I don't know.
Ah, cool. You have to have a look because my eyes are closed too. Yes, help. Yeah.
Afterwards. I mean, my face changes afterwards.
Oh, afterwards. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about on the next episode? This is our Jesus episodes complete. I'm really excited and I hope we've honored you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you bring for us. Thank you for all that's to come to you. Thank you, thank you. But yeah, I'm excited for what we're going to next. And it kind of feeds in too, because we were talking about it before the call.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's up next for us, James?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it does fit in for sure. And it's like, it's a big subject, like the masculine and the feminine. And, you know, I won't say any more because I'll probably keep talking if I do. Yummy, like delicious, huge subject that can go so many different ways. And it can apply to anyone in every situation. It's so like life, you know, it's like so gritty and like right now, and like brings us into our core, I think, you know. So I'm looking forward to talking about the feminine, the masculine, the balance of the two, the dynamics of the two, the interplay, the whole thing. So, and I'm not sure how many.
We're not sure.
Now it's at least one, but it could be two or three.
No, it could be four or five.
A lot there, so looking forward to chatting with you about it in between this one and the next one, and then bringing it to the people, you know. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's a big juicy topic, like you said. So the history of it, or what does it mean, like demystifying it. Definitely we can play with the energies of it too, like what I've done today. I'd love to like a bringing a masculine and feminine energy within each person that listens to, so that would be awesome. So yeah, lots of topics there. If you've got ideas or you've got specific questions you want to ask around divine masculine and feminine, then please just reach out to either James or I. And thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
And that was thank you. And thank you everyone for listening, and thank you for tuning in, thank you for all your beautiful comments, thank you for sharing. And yeah, both James and I are here if you've got questions come up for you, or you want to find out more about either working with either one of us individually, then just reach out. We both love this kind of work, like this is like our passion, our purpose. So yeah, I'm so thankful for you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your day.